If you have your Bible, turn to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, if you have your place, stand with an honored reading of God's Word. The Bible says, and the Lord spake, verse 1, unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feast. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest and holy convocation, and ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feast of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is the Lord's Passover. Now watch this, the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation, and ye shall do no servile work therein. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. And in the seventh day is an holy convocation, and ye shall do no servile work therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheave of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheave before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheave and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be two tenths deals of fine flour mingled with oil. And after an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, a fourth part of an hin. And and ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. And it shall be a statute forever throughout our generations and all your dwellings. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheave of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. And even unto the tomorrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. And ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 tenths deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first fruit, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall do no serve your work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when you reap the harvest of the land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of any field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and to the stranger, for I am the Lord your God. I want to preach tonight a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, when Pentecost is fully come. When Pentecost is fully come. As we look at this tonight and we see what's taking place, and God lays this thing out in Leviticus chapter 23, and he talks about the Sabbath days. And I want to say that God keeps the Sabbaths separate from the feast. God offers up some feast. He tells them about the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Amen. And to rest on the Sabbath day, and you'll do no work. work on the Sabbath day. But then he said, there's some feasts that God wants you to observe. Hey, some feasts that God, hey, there's some things that God wants you to do that'll bring glory to God. And he'll show you in picture form just exactly what God's got in store for his people one day in a little while. He said, I'll paint you a picture if you'll look. And I'll paint it in a way that you can see an almighty God and his mighty hand upon his people. And he begins to paint us that picture, and we begin to see it here in this text. We see that the Bible takes this thing, and before the Jews, he paints the picture of a people that are offering up an offering. And we see the feast, and we see the offerings that they make. And most of all, first of all, we see the Passover that God gives. Now the Passover is the same thing as that Pentecost movement that we see, the movement of God. That is actually Pentecost in the Greek is the Passover. Amen. It's the time of power. It's a time of moving of God. It's a time when the power of God is moved on and moved on to people. When we can see that power manifest. I tell you what, I don't know about you. I like to see the power of God manifest. I like to see God moving upon his people. I like to see God moving upon his church. I like to see God moving upon families. Praise God. I like to see God moving all over the country. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I'm glad that we can see that in the day and hour we live. People say, well, preacher, it's so dark. Praise God. But I'm glad. Hey, there's a marvelous light. And that light still is shining. It's just as bright as it's ever been. It's never got dull. It'll never go out. It'll keep shining. Praise God. No matter how dark the world gets, the light will always be on. Amen. He's an almighty God. So he offers up these feasts. He offers up Passover. He offers up the feast of unleavened bread. He offers up those things, praise God. As he sets this thing down, and we begin to see it, we begin to see the wave offering that God offers, the wave of the sheaf. In chapter 11. And now you can see this as he would take the wheat or the barley, probably the barley because it comes in first, and they would bundle that up in a loose bunch. And what they'd do, they'd set that thing in there, and the priest would come in and he would take that bundle and for a wave offering. What the priest would do, Brother Jeff, he'd take that bundle, praise God, it's loosely knit together, and he'd move it from where it was, from the congregation, and he'd move it up into the altar of God. Amen. Praise God. He'd bring it as an offering to God, and he'd take that sheaf out, and he'd move that back out, praise God, to be used among the people. Glory to God. And when we see that in a time, and we see the semblance of that, we see that bundle as it's loosely drawn together, praise God, and we see how God said, you know, I can take a bunch of stuff in this world that's loosely, praise God, bundled together, and I can bless it, and I can use it for my glory. Amen. They take that sheaf offering back to be used for God's glory. Amen. Now we see what the Jews would do. And now the Jews would take those individual grains. They'd pick out an individual grain. They'd make them for these offerings. And when we get to the wave offerings, we get to this offer here that God said he would offer up these loaves. The Jews, they said they would take those that individual grain, and they would grind it fine. And then they would add that oil. Amen. I praise God, that oil is a type of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Glory to God. That's there to help you. Amen. Glory be God. All the days of your life, that's what we see here. Praise God. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see that oil, and we see the power of an almighty God, and we see that, praise God, that takes place in the eyes of an almighty God. Amen. What do you say? Well, I say God's a watching. He's a looking in. He knows where we're at, and he knows what we need. And he's there to meet that need. Now, I'm going somewhere tonight. I want you to watch this. Because this thing, we're going to take this tonight, and we're going to go full circle with it. We're going to bring you to where we are today. And praise God, where we get plumb over on shouting ground, praising God and magnifying his name. Because all the things that we're seeing as symbols and types, praise God, in the Word of God, have come full circle. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying God allows us to be partakers, praise God, his magnificence. to be praised partakers in His godliness, His God-wordness. Amen. So we see as He takes this oil, and He adds the leaven to it. As we see over here in chapter and verse 17. Amen. And He said, you shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves of 2/10 deals, and they shall be of fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And now you see what's taking place here. He said, these first fruits unto the Lord. Praise God. God has offered. He said, you'll make you two loaves and you'll offer those to the Lord. Amen. That you'll make an offering to the Lord. Now we see in verse 18, He talks about that sacrifice that goes with it. The 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams, and they shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering, a drink offering, even an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. So we see the power of God. We see this symbolization, praise God, as perfection and completion of the cross of Calvary, praise God, where God Almighty would tie this thing down, where He had nailed her down, praise God, literally, and say, praise God, it's finished. Amen. I'm glad I know that God tonight, ain't you? I know Him in the free pardon of sin. I can see the power of Almighty God all in this. Amen. Praise God as God begins to do His work. Amen. We see this symbolism in the Word of God after 50 days. 50 days and then Pentecost will come. We see 50 days. It says here in chapters 23 and verse 16, it said, even unto tomorrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. He said that meat offering come with those loaves, those wave loaves, and be offered up to God. Praise God. We can see God like His magnificent hand in this thing as He began to work her out. He's heading us for Pentecost. He's heading us over in Acts chapter 2. He's heading us for something, praise God, and that'll be bigger than we ever thought it could be. Amen. If they could only imagine. But we see this symbolized. Now, Pentecost always come on the first day of the week. Amen. Always on the first day of the week. Amen. The Old Testament, tried to symbolize the end of the Sabbath. Amen. It was consecrated, the consecration of a new day. It was brought in, and it was brought in for a new dispensation. It was pointing to a new dispensation. What kind of dispensation, Pastor Jeff? A dispensation of grace. Praise God. I'm glad I don't live under the law. Amen. Amen. You think it's expensive to live now? What if you had to have the sacrifices every day, every week, every month, every year, the sacrifice that God requires under the law? Amen. Even poor people, rich people would have a hard time making it. Amen. Praise God. I'll take grace any day. Amen. I'm taking that grace. Praise God. Set you free. Praise God, but we see this oil that's added in. Now this oil is a type of the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, there'll be nothing done. But praise God, I'm glad that the work of the Holy Spirit, it makes a difference. Amen. The work of the Holy Spirit, it makes a difference in the hearts and the minds of people. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, there'll be nothing done. Hello? The Bible says in Leviticus 23 that when they made these cakes, it said that they had 2/10, in verse 13, had 2/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil. Amen. You say, well, preacher, where's the leaven? There's no leaven in this. That's right, because Jesus Christ is holy without sin. Amen. That leaven there, that is talking about that without leaven is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. It was pointing to one that's perfect and without sin. He's holy without sin, praise God. Amen. They'd leave the leaven out. The leaven wouldn't be there. The leaven wouldn't be needed. It'd never be part of who Lord Jesus Christ is, because He is holy without sin. He's holy, free from sin. You say, well, what about these other two loaves, preacher? There's leaven in them. Amen. Yes, sir, is. He said, two loaves of two-tenth deals, they shall be of fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. You say, preacher, why would they bake with leaven? Because that's a simulation of the church, praise God, and the church will never be free from sin. Amen. He said, preacher, well, wait a minute. Praise God, we've been born again. Praise God, we still live in a sinful world. We still live in an old sinful flesh. Amen. If we get heated, high-minded, and think that, hey, God, we're better and we're as good as God, amen, then we won't have to depend on Him. Where do you think we're at today in these United States of America? We've got so big and heated and high-minded and we don't think we need God no more. God help. Amen. We need Him more than we've ever needed Him. But this speaks of those that's this unleavened, praise God, a type of the church, a church, praise God, that will never be free from sin. Amen. Two tenths deal. He said, they shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. You say, preacher, why would God want something that's corrupt? I don't know. Why'd He pick you and me? Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, the Lord don't take old junky stuff, praise God. No, He don't take junk. He cleans it up, praise God, and makes it brand new. Amen. Kind of like those old antique cars. They got them now. They take these old trucks and these old cars and they get them, they fix them up. I mean, they sound good, don't they, Brother Chris? I mean, they hit in a lick. And they take them down there and down to Pigeon Forge and different places. But now they don't clean them up and paint them real pretty. Amen. They've got rust spots and paint mists and things like that. What they do, they just feather all that out real good, sand her off real smooth, and just shoot it with layers and layers of clear coat. Amen. That's what they do. I told Teresa, I said, glory to God. I said, I like it. I think it looks good. She said, I don't like this. I think that looks off. I said, praise God, it reminds me of who I am, glory to God. God's trying to clean me up, but there's still a lot of spot. There's a lot of blemishes in this old body, praise God. But there's a God Almighty that's cleaning me up, praise God, from the inside out. Amen. The outside's starting to shine. You may still see some flaws in me, but praise God, there's a God of heaven that's got His hand on me, glory to God, and He's got His hand on you. Amen. Praise God, and you're shining like a new quarter. Amen. 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 There's a lot of folks that know me and you, Brother Rex. They say, well, I know what you used to do. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad they said used to. Amen. There's a lot of things I used to. Praise God, I don't know more. Hey, I can't, praise God. God don't let me, glory to God. He changed something in my heart, down in my soul, changed my heart, praise God. Took out that stone, put in a heart of flesh, praise God, and I'm not who I used to be. But thank God I'm not who I'm going to be. Amen, Brother Larry. I'm still a work in progress. I'm somebody going somewhere. But that leaven was put in there because the church ain't perfect yet. Amen. That church is still a work in progress. And now we see these burnt offerings. Amen. We see in verse 18 and verse 19, we see the burnt offering, the sin offering, the peace offering. Amen. These are symbolizing the grounds on which the believer has perfect peace with God. It brings us to a perfect peace with God. Amen. It's the thing that gets that start taking things out of the way. Amen. Now this word convocation, that means a holy meeting. Amen. A drawing together, an assembling of ourselves. I don't know about you, I think we're having some holy convocations around here. Amen. Praise God. God's a drawing us out. He's a drawing us out of ourselves. He's drawing us out of the world. He's drawing us into an assembly, praise God. That's being magnified of God. And He's a stirring in our soul. And He's helping us to realize that there's somebody, praise God, that's a whole lot bigger than I am. Amen. I can't do much. I mean, I'm just somebody. But praise God, my God can do all things. Amen. And what he does right well. Yes, amen. I ain't got no problem with what he does. Amen. It's what sometimes, Brother Don, I try to help him do that gets messed up. Amen. But praise God, when God Almighty has His right of way in our hearts and our lives, praise God, everything that He'll help us to do, it'll be done right. Amen. Yes. Amen. But you grab it with you. You grab it in your old filthy hands. You try to run with it. And boy, God will beat you up. I mean, an old devil will beat you up. Flesh will beat you up before you get halfway down the road. Amen. You try to be a blessing, praise God, and you lose your blessing. You miss your blessing because you done tried to do it within yourself. But I want to say, praise God, when God is in it, hey, it's nothing better than just getting in there and going and doing what God had helped you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you, I like it. Don't you? But he said that was a way that we made peace with God. Amen. And so what we see here, the feast of the first fruits, God said, he said, when those individuals, and now if you look at them stalks and them stalks of grain as they brought together, and them grain is loosely bound together. Amen. We see here in Leviticus 20, and a priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruit for a wave offering before the Lord with the two lambs, and they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. So we see as he takes these wave offering, praise God, and they're bound together loosely for the glory of God, amen, which represents the us bound together and through the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ unto what he would have us to be one day in just a little while, praise God, as we have victory in the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, and we have triumph, praise God, in this world, bound together for the glory of God. We begin to see, praise God, that a triumph even over death. Amen. I told you death used to bother me. It used to scare me. Now I want to live as long as I can. Don't you? You say, no, preacher, I'm ready to go right now. We'll see if we can't get some of these fellas to knock you in the head. Amen. There may be somebody here that'd like to. Amen. But praise God, I want to live as long as I can. But praise God, he said to them, because of that, we have triumph in Lord Jesus Christ. We have triumph in a risen Savior. Praise. We have a triumph in that Christ has control of his own. Amen. We belong to him. We're no longer our own. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. But we see the power of God as he begins to move in the first fruit. And we see what took place at Pentecost. Amen. We see how God began to move and how this thing began to play out. Look with me tonight in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 1. I'll give you a second to get there. I want you to read this with me. Acts chapter 2, if you got old Schofield, it's on 1149. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Everybody got it? Raise your hand if you got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible says this, verse 1. Now read it with me. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now watch verse 2, the first part of it. And suddenly there came a sound from where? From heaven, praise God. Amen. Now I want you to see this, praise the Lord, because we see this thing playing out. And we see God Almighty said, you know what? The word will not go out void, but God will give. He will give His promises. He will fulfill His promises. What He's told you and I, what He's told the nation of Israel, what He told the people from the very beginning, He'll be saying in the very end, praise God, because He is God. Amen. When Pentecost is fully come, amen. Praise the Lord. Now you get that. Now you mark it. Record this in your Bible. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, amen, it's come full. In other words, that means it's complete. Amen. They're no longer waiting for it. See, Pentecost, when the Passover was offered for Moses, Passover would come and Passover's gone. Passover would come, Passover would go. But praise God, God said, God Almighty said in Acts chapter 2 that when Pentecost was fully come. Amen. He didn't say nothing about Pentecost being fully gone. Amen. So we see the Bible's showing us a picture here of Pentecost. So we see these individual stalks of grain. Amen. As we see that wave offering. Amen. And we see the offering of the loaves that God has showed us here. You say, well, preacher, I just don't understand all that. Okay, watch it. We're going to show you. See, God had a bigger plan. And see, God didn't, they didn't even understand what God was doing, praise God, when they was pinning her down, amen, fully, because they're not God, but He was. But praise God, I'm glad that God had a purpose and God had a plan, and it come down to full of the thing, praise God, that He would include you and I. Amen. Did you ever think about being part of God's plan? You. Amen. Now, I know it's easy to look at Papa and Mama, what love God, and they say, well, I know that's part of God's plan. God expects you to be, God wants you to be a part of His plan. Amen. So we see this thing playing out here in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and we see God Almighty as He begins to take these individual stalks of grain that we talked about that we had in the book of Leviticus, amen. And they begin to take those things, and they begin to take and they're replaced by a loaf, amen. That's what He said in the book of Leviticus, right? He said those stalks of grain, that wave offering was taken away and it was replaced by a loaf. Amen. Now watch, we're going somewhere in a minute. By a loaf. Amen. So we see what takes place here on Pentecost. We see the power of God. We see how God takes that. He takes that grain, that wheat, that bundle that was loosely bundled together, and He says He takes that grain and they went together, they grind it up into fine powder, praise God, and they add the oil, praise God, and they add the leaven, amen, praise God, and they make a loaf. Amen, that church, praise God, it's not perfect. A church that still has sin, amen, but praise God, a church that's seeking to do the will of God and do what's right. And He said they take that individual sieves and they take that and they're represented and it's passed off and it's given as a loaf and it becomes that grain, praise God, that bundle that was pulled together loosely and it's pulled together, amen, it's not going to be pulled together by any other means and by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. That bundle's going to be gathered loosely. It's going to be bundled loosely. Loosely, praise God, those individuals that love the Lord Jesus Christ and praise God are looking for His appearance. But praise God, what do they take and do? They take that bundle, glory God, that's loosely bundled together and they begin to bind it together. Amen. They begin to blend it together, praise God, as a symbol of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, praise God, that in that day to come, amen, that day of Pentecost, praise God, when Pentecost would fully come. Amen. When it become full circle, amen. Praise God. They'd see the power of God. He said, "Preacher, I just don't see it." That's because you ain't got there yet. Amen. We can see the power of God when that loaf is brought. Amen. That bundle, it's been loosely bundled together and it's bound together through the Lord, the precious Lord Jesus Christ, and it's made into that loaf, praise God, and it's presented for His glory. He said, "Preacher, I don't see it. I just can't see it." Well, let me just give you a picture in the book of Acts. Let's go back here to the book of Acts. Go back to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Amen. Book of Acts. Amen. Praise the Lord. He begins to gather up these folks, and they begin to go into the upper room. And the Bible says in chapter 1, verse 15, "In those days Peter stood up in the midst of his disciples, and the names of them together were about 120. So they gathered up in the upper room 120 souls. Amen. And I want you to notice something. The Bible, when they went up as 120 individuals bound together by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They went up as 120. Are you hearing me tonight? They went up as 120 individuals bound together by the Lord Jesus Christ. And they prayed and was seeking God's face, praise God. And God Almighty began to move on the scene. God Almighty began to hear from heaven, amen. And praise God, God began to move in that body of believers. Amen. And 50 days. After resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ. But he said something began to happen up in that upper room. Amen. Something began to take place up there. 120 individual believers in the upper room, praise God, in one mind and one accord. Amen. What were they? They was in one mind and one accord. Every one of them was expecting something from God. Can you imagine? I don't know how many's here tonight. Could you imagine if every one of us come in here tonight, every one of us expecting something from God? Expecting to receive something from God. Praise God, I'd never got to preach tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord, you'd have come expecting to receive something from God. You'd come looking for it, and pray God, God would have poured it out. You say, "Preacher, how do you know that?" Because God's never disappointed me. Amen, brother. He's always been right on time, and He's never disappointed me. So they brought that wave offering, praise God. They brought that loaf. Amen. 120 individual believers bound together through the Lord Jesus Christ in one mind and one accord. Praise God. One body of believers. Amen. They went up as a body of believers bound by Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, they come back down as one body of believers. Amen. One body of believers. They were individuals when they went up. Amen. But you get this. They come down as a body of believers. They come down knit as one, praise God. They come down, Lord God, that fine flour had been put together, praise God. The oil had been applied and they'd become one, praise God. Like that loaf, praise God. Amen. Through the blending, through the homogenizing of the Word, praise God, and the precious hope ahead in God, they become one, praise the Lord. That's what we got to be tonight as a household of God and the faith of God. Praise God, we got to be one body. Amen. They went up as individuals. They come down as one body in Lord Jesus Christ. Individuals went up. And the church, praise God, come back down. Amen. From that upper room. Individuals marched up in there and a church was born. They come down as one mystical body in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because they come down in one mind and one accord. Just exactly like God said it would be. The spiritual, essential Word of God was manifest on the day of Pentecost. Amen. The power of God was showed. The power of God was manifest. Two loaves used in the Old Testament. It's significant. Why? Because, praise God, He said one day in a little while. He said, you said, well, preacher, they just offered up one. Praise God. No, they offered up them both. Amen. You said, well, pray that there'll never be another Pentecost. Yeah, but there's going to be a Pentecost, so to speak. Because the Bible says in Acts chapter 10 that there was a little man that was full of God. Amen. Look at chapter 10. Remember a man named Cornelius? He sends his servants to Peter, who's at Simon the Tanner's house, in Acts chapter 10 and verse 22. And he said, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feareth God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Amen. Praise God. So Peter loads up and he goes down to Caesarea. Amen. He finds Cornelius there, verse 24, waiting for him. And he had called together his kinmen and his near friends. Praise God. He said, young'uns, God's heard and answered prayer. He said, you need to come down here. You need to get in on this. Something's going to happen. He said, we're getting ready. I'm talking about expectation from God. He said, something's going to happen. Amen. Now Cornelius was an old Gentile dog. He's a Gentile just like we are. He wasn't a Jew. He wasn't entitled to the power and knowledge of God. He wasn't entitled to nothing. But praise God that God Almighty moved because he was a faithful and a just man. Amen. A just man, one that feared God, had a good report. Amen. So Peter loads up and he goes down. Make a long story short, Peter goes down to Cornelius. Amen. And Cornelius said to him, verse 31, Cornelius said, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter, and his lodging is he is lodged at the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. He said, and old Cornelius said, immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Amen. He said, we're all here listening. He said, we want to hear what God's got to say. He didn't say, Peter, I want to hear what you got to say. He said, I want to hear a commandment of God. What God tell you to say. Amen. He didn't say, hey, listen, I want you to tell me about the weather. I want you to tell me about how things are over at Simon's house. He said, no, I want you to tell me what God has to say. The Bible said, then Peter opened his mouth, verse 34, and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteous is accepted of him. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea, and again from Galilee, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We are all witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and Jerusalem when they slew and hanged him on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And now watch this. And he said, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was what also was poured out of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. You say, preacher, what happened to that second loaf? That second loaf was given down at Cornelius' house. Praise God. Not accidentally. It wasn't misplaced. It had to be found. Praise God. But God saved that second loaf. Praise God for Gentile dogs like me and you. Praise God. So that we could get in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I wonder how people thought all through the years, what is that second loaf for? Amen. What does it represent? God said, I'm going to use that, praise God, down there at Cornelius' house. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to pour out my blessings on the Gentile. Amen. Jesus said, listen. He said, my Father has sheep that you know not of. Amen. He has another flock, praise God. Amen. And Jesus took that. He had them take that second loaf down there to Cornelius' house. And he preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and them that believed, praise God, had a Pentecost experience. Amen. Glory be to God. God fell, the power of God fell upon that place. God began to move. Amen. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Can you imagine? Praise God. Pentecost is fully come. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? We don't have to wait for it no more. It's here. Amen. The Holy Spirit has been given. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is in this world. The Holy Spirit will come into your heart. The Holy Spirit will take up its abode in you, praise God. The Holy Spirit will take control of your life. The Holy Spirit will take control of your family. The Holy Spirit will take control of your community. He'll take control of this nation if we'll let Him. Amen. But He wants to take control of your life right now. Amen. In assurance, praise God. Amen. God had neither respect for Jew or the Gentile, but He loved every one of us, and He made to whosoever would come unto Him that they might be saved, praise God. Amen. Some years after Pentecost, praise God, some folks went down there to Cornelius' house. Power of God fell down there, and folks fell under the spell of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I don't know about you, I like it that way. You say, why was that? Because it was spiritual. Because it was essential, amen, it take place this way. The coming of the Holy Spirit of God, as was promised by the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, while He walked on this earth, praise God. The Pentecost experience. Yes, preacher, are you going Pentecostal on us? Praise God, I've been Pentecostal, amen. Praise God. I believe in the Holy Ghost of God. I believe in the empowering of the Spirit. I believe in the moving of the Holy Spirit in hearts and minds, praise God. If we don't have that, we're still lost. Amen. That's why I can't do what I used to do. There's something in me, praise God, that's bigger than I am. I can't understand it. I told you, I've tried to figure out, I've studied it, I've looked at it, tried to figure out how the Holy Spirit, how the Spirit of my God, number one, could stoop Himself down low enough to live an old wicked thing like me. Amen? But praise God, the Spirit of my God moved into me, moves into me. He's in me. And He goes with me everywhere I go. I don't leave home without Him. Amen? Praise God. Ain't you glad today? Amen. Why? Because of that Pentecost, when Pentecost is fully come. Amen. It's fully come. It's happened. We can say we've been there and done that. And the Holy Spirit of God's real today. all over this country, praise God. All those types of the old have come down to the full of the new. And praise God, in the day of dispensation of grace, Pentecostal follows all the way through this dispensation till he that letteth will let is taken out of the way. Amen. But when he goes, I go too. What about you? Amen. As long as the Holy Spirit's present in this present world we live in, He is. He's everywhere. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because if the Holy Ghost of God wasn't in this world we live in, you couldn't stand to live in it. It'd be so wicked and vile and disgusting. It's almost that way now because people have turned their eyes off of God. But praise God, I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God is real in the day and hour we live. Amen. I thank God for that Pentecost. I thank God for that second loaf, don't you? Amen, that God, to bring in an old Gentile dog. Praise God, that He might present us to Himself. Amen, He has no respect of Jew or Gentile. Praise God, now where we've been, we all can come into the presence of God through Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen, ain't you glad for that? Yeah. Pentecost, fully come right now. It's here. We can be participants in it, even this evening.